Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday morning, taking you into the Memorial Day weekend. Happy birthday wish to Lenny Kravitz, who turns 59 years old today. With hits like Are You Gonna Go My Way, Fly Away, the cover of the Guess Who song American Woman, and more. This one from early in his career. Always on the Run. From Lenny Kravitz. He's 59 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Phil Wegman with us, White House correspondent for Real Clear Politics. You find him on Twitter at Philip Wegman. Hear his voice inside the White House briefing room. Phil, thanks so much for joining us here on the program.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Over at realclearpolitics.com, you find his coverage of the entrance of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis into the race. It didn't go as smoothly as possible, which is an understatement.
It really didn't.
On the Twitter spaces. I think that will largely be forgotten as the race gets underway. But what do you make of the way that Ron DeSantis decided to present himself in what might be his first exposure to some voters across the country?
Well, irony of ironies that Ron DeSantis, the governor whose brand is most synonymous with refusing to lock down during the pandemic, decided to announce his presidential campaign with a sort of COVID Zoom call. It was online on Twitter, and it was an innovative idea, but it was one that couldn't be supported by the technology. The Twitter space was crashing throughout the night. There were a number of DeSantis supporters, members of Congress, and prominent folks who were there to ask him questions, but then it turned into a disorganized sort of back and forth. You had Representative Thomas Massie thanking Elon Musk. You had a lot of the people who were there to plug DeSantis talking about Twitter and thanking Elon Musk for buying the social media platform. So it was a mess. I think he was delayed something like 30 minutes. The press in D.C. certainly ate him alive for it. And Donald Trump, Joe Biden, they laughed at him. But I think that, Scott, you are absolutely right. This may not matter because while everyone is laughing at Ron DeSantis, his campaign is laughing all the way to the bank. I think that they've raised $8.3 million in the last 48 hours.
There might have been a hope at some point that DeSantis could freeze this race and really make it essentially a two-person operation. And it may get to that point, but there certainly are people who have now entered Nikki Haley, Tim Scott. For some reason, the governor of North Dakota appears to be getting into the race. Does the strategy of Governor DeSantis change in any way that there are these, whatever it is at this point, 7, 8, 9 candidates as opposed to really just a two-person race as he enters?
It naturally has to change. And the reason why is that DeSantis thought when he was looking at the polls, in all likelihood, that this was going to be him and Donald Trump and that the two of them were going to go back and forth in this epic argument for who deserves the Republican nomination. Instead, what has happened is DeSantis has a very lonely moment in the sun, because not only is he getting hit by Democrats and then also by some of his critics in the legacy media, DeSantis is also finding himself the number one target for every Republican candidate who wants to be the number two GOP guy right now. Because if you're Mike Pence, if you are Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, you want to get to a point where you knock off DeSantis, where you're the number two. And then, at least generally, according to some of the theories of the case, if you're number two, then you'll have this one-on-one matchup with Donald Trump. And then that's when you can vanquish him and win the nomination. That wasn't successful for Ted Cruz in 2016, but that seems to be the logic of a lot of people who see DeSantis in the number two spot and are taking him on there.
Yeah, Ted Cruz had a John Kasich problem in 2016 too. Phil Wegman with us, White House correspondent, Real Clear Politics, realclearpolitics.com, to find his write up on the entrance of Governor Ron DeSantis. There were some media members who were sort of openly questioning whether or not Governor DeSantis would go hard against Donald Trump on any issue. Will he attract Trump? Will he be too afraid to go after the former president? I think at least in the 24, 36 hours since the launch, in both the rollout and some interviews he gave yesterday in various media outlets, it seems clear that, you know, logically, he's going to have to do this, and he's willing to do it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that was not something that we got the answer to on Wednesday. We did not hear him criticize Trump during that Twitter live stream. We didn't hear him criticize Trump during the subsequent Fox News interview immediately afterwards with Trey Gowdy. The very first time that he criticized the former president, now that he's officially a candidate, is when Real Clear Politics asked him, are you only going to make an affirmative case for yourself, or will we hear a argument for why Donald Trump should not be reelected? And at that point, he argued that Donald Trump was the candidate of big omnibus spending bills and amnesty. But he did something that was really interesting, Scott. He didn't just take a swipe at Trump. Instead, he pointed to where Trump was attacking him. The most recent attack was that somehow DeSantis had voted against the border wall, something that's not exactly true. And then he pointed to that attack, and he rebutted that, and then he took a swipe at Trump. He's not just teeing off on the guy. Instead, he's waiting for an opening.
Phil Wegman, White House reporter for Real Clear News. Find his work at realclearpolitics.com. Follow him on Twitter at Philip Wegman. And listen, hear his voice asking questions in the White House press briefing room. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Phil, for joining us once again here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, sir.
Congressman Tim Walberg in a little bit. We'll talk to him about the debt ceiling discussions and more. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.